Hello, gamers.
I'm pleased to co-host this episode of the Hardy Boys / Nancy Drew Murder Pisteries. At this moment, I would like all non-gamers to fuck off.
Yeah, fair. Hey, everyone. Welcome to, what was it, the Nancy Drew Pisteries?
That's right.
That's a good one. It's me, it's Josh. It's your boy. And we're joined by your other boy, Kristen.
Diehard fans might remember me from episode 2.
I mean, even normal fans. if they don't remember you, this is only episode 14. So if you're a normal fan who does not remember Kristen from episode 2, there's something wrong with your memory. I'm just gonna say
all the marijuana cigarettes, if that's the case.
You gotta lay off them joints. what are you, a skeleton? Got him. folks, welcome back to Piss Hour divided by three. I'm aware that there hasn't been a lot of talk about the Angry Birds movie piss drinking scene of late. And I apologize for that. Just this kidding. I don't apologize. Fuck you. So now that we've alienated everyone, Kristen, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Listen, I'm going to say it. I was saving this, but I've been in Got the Spider-Man game.
I haven't heard much about this from you yet.
I was weak and I gave in. If people haven't been looking at my Twitter, I did. I bought the Spider-Man and I bought the PlayStation to play the Spider-Man on, and I've been playing the Spider-Man for hours and hours and hours. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to save it for. I'm going to get Julian back, and we're going to do Wet Spider-Man 2.
I do want to ask one thing about the Spider-Man situation.
Okay. I will. I'm not going to talk about it, so I'm going to answer in a vague sort of way. I'm going to answer as if I'm answering a different question.
It is a yes or no question, which is great. But as far as the Spider-Man 2 game. There's a certain piece of the soundtrack that I'm quite fond of, and I just want to play that for us and ask you if anything in your new Spider-Man game is better than this song.
Okay, hang on. But I want to stop you there because I'm worried about any kind of copyright. What I'll do is instead of sing what I think you're referring to. Is it that one?
That's the one.
Not in the game so far.
Nothing better? All right, that's all I needed.
But I think there's a little reference to it. There's like, you collect little items as you go around. Fuck, I'm not going to talk about the Spider-Man game. I'm so sorry, everybody. Okay.
All right, we're going full throttle.
Oh, boy.
The pee scene.
So, the pee scene, Kristen. We've talked about this already. Refresh everyone's mind. You've seen the scene.
I sure have.
You seen the movie?
So, nope, just that scene.
Oh, I thought you'd seen the movie.
I asked to watch it with you.
We are going to. I think I'm going to aim for. I think it should be like a big thing where we do a whole full-length commentary on the Angry Birds movie.
I'm definitely down for that.
I think like episode. I don't want to be too ambitious with this, but episode 1000?
By the end of my life, I will have seen this movie in its entirety. At this point, I've seen that one scene enough times that I've probably watched it like an hour's worth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like seeing the whole
movie. Yeah, you've kind of seen a movie.
Yeah.
And you've seen a movie in the same way that people who went to the cinema in the olden times and movies were really short or like... Movie lengths used to not be... No one knew what they were doing. So some guy would just make a movie for like 16 hours and be like, is this normal? And everyone would be like, I've never seen one of these before, so I guess this is normal. And then at the end of it...
It's comparable... Whoa, that was not a word. I compare it to people going to church every Sunday yet never reading the entire Bible.
Oh, interesting.
Sort of how I am with participating in this podcast and listening to it without having seen more than a single scene of it.
I think you're one of the foremost listeners of this podcast.
Oh yeah, I'm a huge fan.
And my most treasured guest. Don't tell any of the others.
Okay, I definitely won't.
Okay, well, actually, you know what? Do tell Julie.
I'm texting him right now.
So I believe you got something prepared.
That's right. So to try to avoid any divergence onto other topics, including but not limited to Spider-Man, I actually pulled up, you may have met your match. A man wrote an entire article about this scene. However, his take is a little different than yours.
No, I think I have seen this article. I may have mentioned it on here before, but I didn't recognize it when you first started describing it from a specific part. So I'm excited to hear what you got.
So the article is entitled "Taking the P Out of a PG Rating." Nice. Why the Angry Birds movie made me angry.
Birds.
It's by a man called Sam Rubin. I just got to leave credit where it's due.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks so much, Sam. We would be glad to have you on the podcast one day.
Shout out to Sam. He's on the next episode.
I want his vent in real time, like on this. That would be so great.
Sam is actually here now. His microphone isn't working. And we're also joined by Peter Dinklage, whose microphone isn't working.
We muted Sam Rubin because he was getting a little bit too riled up. Oh my!
Okay, now that you've said it, this fucking guy will not shut the fuck up. we're trying to start the episode, and he's just this guy won't shut. I don't know any other way to say it. The guy won't shut his fucking mouth. It was really, I mean, it was pissing Peter Dinklage off. Peter's microphone doesn't work, but Peter was typing in the chat. He was like, shut this guy the fuck up. And everyone was there. So yeah, Sam, I'm sure you're still ranting and raving over there.
Peter's in a group chat with everyone except Sam Rubin and was like, this guy's really fucking getting to me.
Peter Dinklage actually sent several selfies just giving the middle finger. And he'd written on his finger in permanent marker, he'd written, fuck you, Sam.
He's considering getting it tattooed permanently.
Yeah. Peter really hates this guy, as do we all. So, but thanks anyway, Sam, for writing this. Yeah, thanks, but also shut the fuck up.
So now we're just gonna, I'll just give a quick summary. He opens it with saying he's never played Angry Birds. And clarifies he wouldn't know the difference between Red, Chuck, and Bomb if they were, quote-unquote, pecking on my right leg.
You wouldn't know which one Red is, Sam. I'll give you a fucking clue.
Sam Rubin, are you fucking stupid?
You piece of shit. Peter's typing in the chat now. It's just a bunch of angry emojis.
Rubin, you useless asshole. So he continues on and applies the phrase "the coarsening of our culture" to this movie. And basically he seems to be thinking that this movie and this pee scene in general is very detrimental to society, I guess, which I can respect. But he goes on, gets a little political. He writes, "As I write this, there seems to be some sort of raging debate about the status of use of public restrooms, including restrooms in school. My guess is that there is no debate on what should happen when an individual is in a restroom stall or standing in front of a urinal. That specific activity of emptying one's bowels or bladder should be strictly private, right? Is there anyone who disagrees with that?" I'm just going to interject and say I'm pretty sure I may disagree with it.
What's he talking about?
I think if you're in front of a urinal and your bro's right next to you, it's not a private situation. You guys should be open. You guys should share the same urinal.
Oh, absolutely. That's bonding. There should actually be a communal jug that you both piss into first and then empty that into the urinal.
I agree.
While holding hands.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you spill some, that's just what happens.
Peter Dinklage just sent a thumbs up selfie.
After that paragraph, he gets into my favorite paragraph of the entire thing. Several years into our marriage, I was standing in front of the toilet in our master bathroom and I had neglected to close the door to the toilet. As my wife walked in...
My wife? Sorry.
She quickly walked out and said, "If you think we know each other well enough for you not to close the door to the John, you're mistaken. We don't."
It's your wife!
Her point was well taken. This is his wife.
How much better does his wife need to know him?
Several years. 2 weeks into moving into my apartment, I was brushing my teeth and my roommate was like, "Do you care if I piss while you brush your teeth?" I'm like, "No, man. If he does it, it's normal. Now we're like that."
Sorry. Okay, his wife's statement implies that there is a level at which she would gladly see him pee.
That's right. She's but... saying she doesn't know him well enough to be.
But it's far beyond where the marriage is.
I wonder how many years of marriage that would take for her to accomplish.
Maybe it's not a time thing. Maybe he'll just never get there. Maybe he hasn't got the right personality.
I think that if... like, if you've married someone and you realize that you'll never be able to piss in front of them, that's a rough one.
Yeah, that's... I would... I think the entire point of marriage, really, you know, there is all that historical stuff about ownership of the daughter and, you know, all that kind of that horrible, obsolete ideas. But really, it's just about finding someone to watch you piss.
Oh, I absolutely agree. People will argue about what's ruining the sanctity of marriage, but I only really see that in this paragraph of this article right now.
Absolutely. What's really ruined the sanctity of their marriage is Sam's just general not being enough for his wife. That feels like too much. Sam,
I feel like...
Sam, we do have you muted, but I apologize for the comment.
I think that there's a lot behind his anger for this scene. I think it's basically just like his repressed anger that he's not enough to piss in front of his wife, but he knows that eagle would be.
Oh, you think he feels threatened by the eagle?
Mm-hmm.
Like his wife would gladly, if his wife would pass the master bathroom, see that eagle being and be like, yeah, "Hi ho, sailor."
He's definitely not big on the mighty eagle. In fact, he writes, "The audience discovers that mighty eagle is no longer as mighty as he once was. In fact, he is a bit of a burnout."
Wow.
But really, all he did was piss.
So, yeah, everyone pisses, Sam.
We all piss. Does that really make you a burnout? Or are you just mad that your wife doesn't want to see you do that? He, like, turns in the movie Sam. Theater. His kids are laughing. His wife has, like, a bit of a smirk. He's like, "Oh, fuck this."
Oh, you can see an eagle pee, but you can't see me pee? Great.
Right. I'm sorry, I can't be the mighty fucking eagle, Deborah.
Well, Sam, thanks for coming on the show. And even though we have muted you...
I retract any further invitations for you to get on here.
You know what, actually, yeah, fuck off, Sam. I was going to ask you some questions, but... Jeez, even with you muted, I can feel you talking away, Sam. And it's really getting to me.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to do some editing and get rid of that white noise that's definitely coming from his side of the muted mic.
It's just there's a feeling in my soul. I know Sam is talking.
We're all in the same room, actually, but we're just talking and constantly have our middle fingers up to him.
We're all in one studio together. Can you describe the studio around us for me?
Yeah, so it's circle shaped, similar to a hobbit home.
Hang on. Isn't just the door of the hobbit home?
Yeah, it is, and I realized as I said that, but I really hoped you wouldn't call me out.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Unfortunately, as you know, I won't be editing that out, so
it's circle shaped like a hobbit door, rather.
Like a hobbit door. Okay, so really just a random comparison to any circle.
A circle, a cube.
Okay, well, I wasn't going to call you out on that. I didn't even hear.
I'm just calling myself out.
Okay, so it's like a cube. It's like a cube shaped like a hobbit's door. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
The studio we're in.
Studio we're in right now.
Mm-hmm. You're doing great so far. Continue.
Thanks so much. I've been really prepared for this. I'm actually reading all of this off a script as well.
Oh, yeah, because it says here in the script now for me to look at the script and say what it says here now. Is your line?
I'm sorry, I got distracted again because this article has five applause. And
oh,
I
wow.
just want to know who these five fuckers are who are, like, enabling Sam Rubin to talk all this shit.
I think, yeah, Peter Dinklage just said in the chat that he thought the applause button was the report for harassment button. He thought that the hands clapping were slapping violently. The studio, continue, please.
The studio.
So I just want to give everyone the clearest possible picture of the space that we're working with here.
I'm sure the viewers can pretty much envision it as though they're there based on Hobbit door-shaped cube. In the corner, which exists on account of being a circle-shaped cube, we have Sam Rubin sort of in exile.
Yeah.
Me, you, and Peter are all on the other side so that even when Sam Rubin starts yelling into his muted mic, our mics don't pick it up.
We're just hanging out. We're all having a great time.
Yeah, we're just chilling with some beers.
We're just having some brewskis.
Yep. A little bit of beverages on this fine Friday.
Just a cheeky ale or two.
Cracking them open.
But there is one thing about the studio that you haven't mentioned yet, and it's the most shocking thing of all.
Mm-hmm. I was leaving it for you to mention.
Oh, no, please, you. Go on.
Oh, fuck no. So there is, in fact, in between me, Josh, and Peter Dinklage, there's a single urinal, which we're actually pouring our beers into. I mean, come on, I can't be drunk on the podcast. I might start calling this thing shaped like a hobbit door. And we're just pouring the beers in it. We're each taking turns pretending we're the Mighty Eagle. It's really pissing the fuck out of Sam.
It's really happening, and Sam is going absolutely wild. He's behind a sort of bulletproof glass.
He's shooting though. He's just fucking berserk right now. Yes,
it's like an arsenal of weapons on the wall behind him, and he's just like trading them out. He's grabbing one, unloading it into this glass. He looks at down the barrel. He's like, and he throws it to the ground. He's another one. The moment he's got machine guns, it's doing nothing, Sam.
The last sentence of his article is still applicable to his current frame of mind, where he writes, "The Angry Bird movie carried a PG rating and a warning about quote-unquote rude humor. But this was more than rude. And frankly, I am still angry about it." Article tagged gaming, tagged movies, tagged parenting.
It's a really tagged gaming.
It is. That is the first tag available.
God damn it, Sam.
I did ask all the non-gamers to fuck off because clearly this article is strictly for pretty intense pro gamers.
I mean, listen, as much as we need Sam to shut the fuck up, we do respect that the article is only for gamers.
Oh, definitely.
If you've gotten to this point in the podcast and you're not a gamer, you know, fuck off.
Just block me on every social media
just
platform.
Just block
available.
Me.
Non-gamers should not be interacting with me.
Just go ahead and splock me. So
now we have to get into the definition of a gamer. And I just want to know, like, what quite would apply. So if someone had only ever played one game in their whole life, but they were really fucking good at it, and it was, in fact, the Angry Birds app, is that a gamer? I don't want to get too much into identity politics here.
Yeah, I think that's a gamer.
Okay.
I think anyone who uses emojis these days is a gamer. Is that fair to say?
Anyone who's, what about parents? They've been getting into the whole emoji thing.
Anyone who downloads the Kim Kardashian Bitmoji set, or whatever it is a gamer.
All right, we found grounds we can agree on.
By the way,
that's the definition of a gamer, is that alone.
There was a wave of trying to get Kim Kardashian on the show. And people seem to have given up on that. I want everyone to tweet at Kim Kardashian. Just come on the show. Don't specify which show. Just say come on the show. Come on the show. Just come on the show.
She'll know. She's seen the replies. She'll know exactly what we're saying. She's just trying to play it off like she's too cool for it because she's all busy with keeping up with the Kardashians.
She should keep up with this.
She doesn't even realize the title opportunities there.
She should keep up with podcasts. Keeping up
with the Kardashian. I don't know. There's a lot.
No, it's good. It's good.
Take that.
Yeah. She only just listened to Serial. That was why. She humiliated herself on Twitter by enjoying something old.
She doesn't even realize this is like so fresh. Updated on the daily, basically.
Although Serial, this is not interesting. Serial released like a trailer for the third season. You ever listened to Serial?
I've never once listened to it in my life, to the extent that.
Okay, well, I'll shut the fuck up then.
If I wasn't familiar with what you're talking about in her specific tweet, when you said the word Serial, my mind would have went straight to Cheerios.
Okay, well, I haven't even listened to the thing I was about to talk about, so...
I'm sure you'd have brilliant commentary on it.
Let's leave that one at the door.
We'll wait.
Yeah, listen, it's about that time to wrap things up.
Yeah, Sam, getting a little rowdy. I'm starting to see breaks in the glass. God.
I hope that glass does break so that he can hear me. I mean, he can hear it over the speaker system, obviously. Just us telling him to shut the fuck up, because as well as this live recording, we were also playing over it a loop of all of us just shouting "shut the fuck up." if the glass breaks and I can say it to him face to face, that would be great. Peter, I want to thank you for being here yet again. It's your second episode. You're in the two club.
Peter, we fuck with you.
And I'm so sorry. we do fuck with you. I'm so sorry that your mic doesn't work again, Peter. We will try and get that fixed. I could have given you one of the working ones.
Pissed off, he shot it with a gun before we started recording. But...
and you know what, Peter, you've been such a good sport about it. I want to invite you back for another one. You know, anytime you like. Sam Rubin, however, I need you to shut the fuck up forever.
Sam Rubin, I would just like you to know that the restraining order is already underway.
The restraining order on your mouth ever being open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the one.
I've got the opposite of a restraining order on both of your lips. They need to stay together at all times. Kristen, thanks so much.
You know what? Anytime.
Anytime?
Mm-hmm. You can call me at 3 a.m. and be like, hey, do you want to talk about the piss scene again? And I'll be like, I got an exam in like 5 hours. And you'll be like, come on. And I'll be like, is Sam Rubin there? And you'll be like, fuck no. And I'll be like, all right, I'm signing in right now.
That's good to know. All right, everyone tweet at Kim Kardashian, come on the show. And live from the cube-shaped Hobbit door, this is Angry Birds Piss Podcast Movie Scene Drinking Angry Piss Birds. Bye!
Stay gaming, gamers.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.